Esther chapter 8, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. On that day did the king Ahasuerus give the house of Haman, the Jews' enemy, unto Esther the queen. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told what he was unto her. And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it unto Mordecai. And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman. And Esther spake yet again before the king, and fell down at his feet, and besought him with tears to put away the mischief of Haman the Agagite, and his device that he had devised against the Jews. Then the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king, and said, If it please the king, and if I have found favor in his sight, and the thing seem right before the king, and I be pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews which are in the king's provinces. For how can I endure to see the evil that shall come unto my people, or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? Then King Ahasuerus said unto Esther the queen and to Mordecai the Jew, Behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they have hanged upon the gallows, because he laid his hand upon the Jews. Write ye also for the Jews, as it liketh you, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring, for the writing which is written in the king's name, and sealed with the king's ring, no man may reverse. Then were the king's scribes called at that time in the third month, that is, the month Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof. And it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded unto the Jews, and to the lieutenants, and the deputies, and rulers of the provinces which are from India unto Ethiopia, 127 provinces, unto every province according to the writing thereof, and unto every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing, and according to their language. And he wrote in the king Ahasuerus' name, and sealed it with the king's ring, and sent letters by posts on horseback, and riders on mules, camels, and young dromedaries. Wherein the king granted the Jews, which were in every city, to gather themselves together, and to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the power of the people and province that would assault them, both little ones and women, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. Upon one day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely, upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people, and that the Jews should be ready against that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. So the posts that rode upon mules and camels went out, being hastened and pressed on by the king's commandment, and the decree was given at Shushan the palace. And Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel, blue and white, with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen and purple. And the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad, for the Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. And in every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day, and many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. All right, well, there are several things that I want to cough about here. Sorry. Man. First of all, we see Esther's intercession for her people. Now, this is important. Esther and Mordecai had been delivered. Their threat was over. They were no longer in any danger. For some, for lesser folk, the issue would have stopped there. I'm safe. It's okay. Everything's fine. I'm safe. But notice how Esther's heart goes out for her people. And she once again hazards herself before the king in falling down before him unsolicited and asking a second request. Now, it's not the same as the first, obviously, admittedly. She is not under the same threat as she was before when she came into the king's presence after 30 days of absence unsolicited. But yet again, she sends herself forward to the king under perhaps some threat, and the king holds out the scepter to her, receiving her person and her request. And so we see a selflessness here in Esther that is commendable, that is an example to be followed. The threat for herself is over, but that's not enough. She also asks for the life of her people. All right, so then the true identity of Mordecai is known. Only now is Mordecai's identity truly known. Notice that he did not press for advantage before. He did not use that connectedness that he had before. It is only now that Esther reveals to King Ahasuerus that Mordecai is her stepfather for all intents and purposes. Well, that's a very, very important understanding that we ought to have about Mordecai following the advice of Christ long before Christ gave it. And when you go to a feast, do not take the highest room. Take the lower room until a man say unto you, friend, come up hither. That kind of humility is obvious in the behavior of Esther and of Mordecai throughout this book. And it is to be commendable. To be commended unto us. It's commendable, and it contributes to what I believe the theme of this book is. Whosoever exalts himself shall be humbled. Haman is brought low. Whosoever humbles himself, Esther and Mordecai, shall be exalted. And they most certainly are. All right, so Esther humbles herself and defers to her stepfather Mordecai. Ahasuerus gave Haman's household to her. She gives it to Mordecai. The king also, in the next portion, verses 3 through 14, gives Haman's former authority unto Mordecai. And so the ring, that signet ring, that seal of the king's authority, was given unto Mordecai. And the request that Esther offers here for her people is carried out. Ahasuerus gives them the ring, gives Haman the ring, Mordecai the ring, and says, as it liketh you, make your writing, make your decree, and seal it with my ring, because once it's sealed with my ring, no man can work against it. And what is the decree? And some have thought this harsh. Some have thought, what they should have done was just said, okay, that's it, no more strife in the kingdom. Well, but we have to understand that it was a wicked desire that Haman had, and it seems that Haman was not alone in this desire, that there were many throughout the provinces, the 127 provinces of Ahasuerus, the king, that hated God's people. Let us remember, brothers and sisters, that we are indeed the offscouring of the earth. They would scour us off if they could. But there is a sense in which that in the world we shall have tribulation till the end of days. And you know me, I'm a triumphalist, but I also know that the forces of darkness, the forces of the world, Satan and his agents, will not cease their hatred against the church and motions against it until Satan is cast into the lake of fire at the end of days. So there will always be opposition. There will always be opposition to deal with. And in this day, the Jews were given leave then to destroy their enemies. Because those who hate God's people hate God. And so the God-haters were destroyed by the decree of Ahasuerus, carried out by Mordecai. Those who hate the Lord's people hate the Lord. And notice that they were given leave in the decree to take their goods for a prey. But in the next chapter, we will find that the people of God, the way they proceed, is different from the people of the world because they refused to take the prey. It was not for them, let us kill the Jews and take their stuff because it's their stuff we want. For the Jews, it is, let us release ourselves from the threat of our enemy and leave it there. Two different paradigms entirely, and we'll see that in the next chapter. All right, so then Haman's dead. Stop saying Haman. Okay, I'll try that. Mordecai leaves the palace dressed in blue and white, in royal apparel. The man who refused to reveal his identity, his relationship to Esther, the man who refused to let the king die, the man who refused to exalt himself, the man who was just a couple of days before dressed in sackcloth, leaves the palace dressed in royal apparel. Oh, he had his mourning, didn't he? When Haman paraded him through the street and said, you know, this is the man in whom the king delighteth to honor. But this is far beyond that. This is not a temporary honor of thanksgiving for a deed done. This is a new estate. It speaks of the exaltation that Mordecai benefited from the king. And I believe it's a direct result of his policy of humility throughout. All right, thus ends the reading. Let's stand and call upon the Lord in the singing of psalms. And I apologize to those of you who got on the website.